QCQ Arizona, and welcome to Ham Radio and More. This is your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and today's show is sponsored by Wallpaper World, Antennas West, Dan Satellite Systems, and Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall. Our phone number, 241-1510, that's 241-1510, or 1-800-293-KFNN. I want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day weekend. And amazing, it's September the 1st, 1991 already. I don't know what happened for the first 8 months of this year. Okay, I invite your phone calls at 241-1510, or if you live out in DX land, we'll pay for your call and just give us a call at 1-800-293-5366. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, or trade, or you want to make an announcement for an upcoming activity for your club or an event, or you have a question for one of our guests. And today our guests are Dan Hoyas, the owner of Dan Satellite Systems, and Bill, his technician, who's been around in this industry for a little over 10 years now. So we'll be discussing all the aspects of satellite television that you ever wanted to know and were afraid to ask. We'll discuss scrambling and programming and anything else. So don't hesitate. Give us a call. I want to remind each and everyone listening to send in your QSL cards or a postcard to me at KFNN Radio. Our address is 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. That's 4800 North Central, Phoenix, 85012. I'll personally send back to you a QSL card with KFNN and KB7LPW on it, and also enter it into our drawings for some kind of a prize. I also appreciate all the comments and suggestions you've been sending in, and keep it up, please. Remember, next week, our guest is going to be Bernie Sasak, W0YOY, the ARRL Arizona Section Manager. So be sure and listen for the important ARRL news and call with your questions next week. Bernie said he's going to be prepared with every answer. The following weeks are going to bring interesting guests to this microphone. We're going to have George Hands and Neil Sheldon in to discuss RFI problems and hopefully solutions to the RFI problems. The week after, we'll have the Cactus Keys Women Group, a show on the upcoming Southwest ARRR Division Convention, and I've heard some of the speakers that are going to be presenting seminars at that convention, and I can tell you it's going to be a great convention. We're going to have Linda Reeder, N7HVF, and she calls herself the High Voltage Female. I guess that's what HVF stands for. And she's from Salt Lake City. She's a sightless handy ham who's worked in broadcast radio and has interviewed many different personalities. So, and she's also had her own radio show in Salt Lake City. So that should be interesting. So listen every single week. If you have a topic you'd like discussed here, just drop me a note. And also, if you want a tape of any of our previous shows, just let me know that, too. Just send me, I'm going to need a blank cassette from you, and I'll be happy to make you a copy of any previous shows. I have a few announcements I'd like to pass along. The Superstition Amateur Radio Club's next meeting is September the 17th at 7:30 p.m., and they have a new location, which is the Velda Rose Methodist Church at 56th Street in Maine in Mesa. They'll have Ham Awareness Day at the VF Factory Outlet Mall at Power Road and Baseline, and that'll be held on Saturday, September the 22nd. And as far as I know, it's the only Ham Awareness Day event planned in the Valley. So if there's going to be any others, give me a call now, because I'd certainly like to pass it along if any other groups are participating in the annual Ham Awareness Day. Mark your calendars also for November 30th. That'll be the day the Superstition Amateur Radio Club will hold its annual Ham Fest at the P&M Rodeo Grounds in Apache Junction. Also, today starts a new month, of course, which means many club meetings are coming. So this Thursday, September 5th, the Central Arizona DX Association has their meeting at 7 p.m. at the Para Club in Tempe. A super video of the 3Y5X operation will be shown. And one day earlier, which will be this Wednesday, September the 4th at 7:30, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club has its monthly meeting at the Scottsdale Senior Center. And on September 12th, the Arizona Amateur Radio Club has its monthly meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the Red Cross Building. And don't forget, Oliver has gotten for this meeting feature guest speaker Al McCoy, the voice of the Phoenix Suns. So whether you're a ham or not, you probably want to go to one of those get-togethers. Also, the West Valley Amateur Radio Club will have their meeting, as far as I know, tomorrow, Labor Day, at 7:15 p.m. at the St. Clement Social Hall, 15800 Delwell Boulevard in Sun City, and Gary Beaver, N7NQM, will discuss DXing by satellite. Satellite. That's what we're going to talk about, satellite television. So, again, whether you're a ham or not, get involved. Go to one of these meetings and see for yourself what all the excitement about amateur radio is. And get involved. Make new friends. Learn a heck of a lot. Okay, this Saturday, they'll be at VE testing at DeVry Institute at 8:30 a.m. And, Laurie, are you going to pass this Saturday? She says she is. That's my daughter. She's going to try to pass her technician this Saturday. All the pressure's on her. She's studying effortlessness, and she's studying anyway, and hopefully she'll pass. And then the following Saturday, if she doesn't pass this Saturday, then the following week in Scottsdale, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club will have its testing, and that starts at 9 o'clock at the Scottsdale Senior Center. Last but not least, remember, the ARRL Southwest Division Convention will be held at the Savari Resort in Scottsdale October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Be there for sure. Oh, yes. Saturday night, September 14th, that'll be the next Phoenix Tea Hunt, the search for the hidden transmitter. And everyone will want to attend that if you're into tea hunting, as I am. It starts promptly at 7 p.m., 7th Avenue Camelback, in the Target parking lot. Everybody's invited, but be early to ensure a ride. Okay, Dan Hoyas and Bill of Dan Satellite System is waiting patiently. We'll be with you in one moment. Antennas West has initiated a unique, fast turnaround QSL service called Next Day QSLs. With a simple toll-free telephone call, a ham anywhere in the United States can order QSL cards from Next Day Shipment or Second Day Shipment. This unusual service is made possible by means of a unique integrated process designed specifically for fast turnaround of individual orders. Every step from layout to plate making to printing to cutting and packaging is all under one roof, where it can be monitored at all times. Next Day QSL designs are classic and cleanly proportioned versions of the DXCC standard card layout. The typeface is sharp, and each call sign is professionally kerned for easy recognition and artistic balance. All cards are printed in two colors on a rainbow assortment of pastel card stock, selected for eye appeal and easy writing quality. I know of a bunch of hams that have ordered their cards from Antennas West, and they've all been very pleased, and I've got some of them when they've sent it to me, and they do look good. In fact, my QSL cards came from Jim Stevens, KK7C, at Antennas West. So why not give Jim a call and order some QSL cards and maybe even an antenna? Tell Jim you heard about him on Ham Radio and More, and you will receive a special discount off your order as usual. That's, and his number, 1-800-926-7373. That's 1-800-926-7373 for some Next Day QSL cards. So, Dan, Bill, welcome to KFNN Radio and Ham Radio and More.
Glad to be here, Len.
And, Dan, give us a short intro into who Dan Hoyas is.
Well, Dan Hoyas deals in the sales of satellite systems. We cover all parts of the valley. We've been at the same location since 1985. We're there, as you've been telling your listeners, since we're on 51st Avenue and Bethany Home or Grand Crosses, and we're right behind the Grease and Go. We hope to feel that we're an easy location and easy to be reached by a lot of your listeners.
I don't think it's that difficult to find. It's easy if you're taking Grand Avenue, you can hit it easily, or Bethany, or 51st Avenue. I mean, it's really pretty easy to find. It's hidden a little bit behind Grease and Go, but if you know in the vicinity, I mean, it's only one shopping center on the north. What is it, the north?
East Corner.
East Corner.
Yeah, one distinguishing mark is there is a 10-foot unimesh dish on the roof, so it's not that hard to spot it from any parts of the streets.
Well, maybe we can get you to put a transmitter out there, get your ham license, put a transmitter out there, and we can have all the tea hunters, they can find the transmitter and they'll beam right in. Okay. All right. Give us a little short history of the satellite television industry. I mean, when did it begin? If you have any idea, like, when did satellite television first begin?
Well, I believe satellite started in the early 1980s. The first equipment that came out was rather antique-ish, you might say, and over the years have developed into what we have today. The systems that are available, we deal strictly with EchoStar equipment from Mechosphere Corporation. We handle other types of equipment. We do sales and service and repairs on all types of equipment, but our mainstay is EchoStar.
I have an EchoStar SRD-8000. I guess that's not being produced anymore?
Well, it's not that it's not being produced. There are parts available for it if you do run into a problem. The systems now are the EchoStar 410, 510, and 710, and they each have different features.
I love my 8000. I mean, I've never had a problem with it, and I've got, I guess it works UHF controlled remote, so I mean, it can work from any television that I have connected to the satellite.
That's true.
I mean, from any room in the house, I can change it and look, and I can see it on the screen. It's on screen graphics and everything.
The 410, which is the beginning system of the EchoStar line, is an infrared remote. The 510 and the 710 are UHF remotes, and there are distinct differences between all three of them. And there's a few that we could mention as far as on-screen graphics and some of the stereo capabilities. There's VCR timers. They all have parental lockout. So if there's some programs out there that you don't want particularly young kids or teenagers to view, you can put in your own code and lock them out.
Yeah, I remember a particular channel that I certainly didn't want my kids watching. Not that I had the subscription for it, but, you know, I
was. Of course not.
What are you laughing at? We have a new engineer here today, and she's laughing out there now. Were you watching that, Amy? Okay. And we invite your phone calls to 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. If you have any questions at all on satellite television, and I mean, I wouldn't trade my satellite TV for anything. Okay. How many dishes would you say are out there today?
Well, I thought we were going to have a little contest.
Not yet.
Oh, you're talking about dishes. Well, there's about 4 million satellite dishes located both residentially and commercially. The exact figure I don't have in front of me, but
right.
We're starting to get stronger and stronger as the years go by. Back in 1986, when scrambling first started, satellite sales are somewhat slow, to say the least, but over the last years they've been increasing in numbers because satellite does give you an alternative to cable.
Okay, now we might as well get to this real fast, even though a lot of people are under the impression that satellite TV, that it's illegal to bring in those the pictures or whatever. It's not illegal, is it?
Well, it's not illegal. There are about 100 channels that are free and clear that can be picked up by any satellite system. There are certain channels out there that are scrambled and do require an authorization to pick up those channels. Some of those channels being like WGN, WTBS, CNN, Headline News, of course, all the HBOs and Showtimes and that situation. But there are some ABC and CBS feeds that are free and clear. There's about 100 of them.
Okay. What bands are used on satellite television? What frequencies do they transmit on?
Well, I think I'm going to hand this over to Bill.
Okay.
There are currently two bands in wide-scale use, the C-band, which is the lower frequency and more popular frequency. It uses 3.7 to 4.2 gigahertz for their transmission frequencies. And there's also the KU band, which operates at 11.7 to 12.2 gigahertz.
Okay. Now, since we're talking about C-band and KU-band right at this moment, why don't we ask the trivia question and get everybody's mode of thinking going. So we're going to have a nice T-shirt. We've never given this T-shirt away before on this show, so anybody who has won previously will be winning a T-shirt they've never had before. So our number, what do you mean by calling? I see people calling right now, and we haven't even asked a question yet. Okay, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. Okay, who wants to ask the question?
Currently, how many C-band satellites are transmitting to backyard home dish owners?
C-band.
C-band only.
Okay. So we want to know how many currently active C-band satellites there are up in the sky transmitting TV signals down to us.
To the home dish operator.
Okay. So, aha, that person was wrong. Okay, so so again, our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. So if you have an idea, want to take a guess as to how many satellites there is, give us a call and you're going to win a T-shirt we haven't given away before. Okay, what is involved in a complete system, a home dish system?
Well, a basic electronic system would include a dish of varied sizes, starting with a 7 foot, 7.5, 8, 9, 10 foot, 12 foot. They can go higher if it's called for. We do have dishes in the 6 foot range. We recommend here in the Valley area 7.5 to a 10 foot dish for best possible reception. The receiver, of course, is one of the major parts of the electronic package. There is on the dish at the very end called the feed assembly is a polarotor and an LNB, and these are also needed to get the signal from the dish to the receiver to ultimately the television.
Now, as far as dishes are concerned, okay, there's different types of dishes, aren't there? There's like mesh and solid dishes.
Yeah.
Are they still used today, both types?
Well, yeah, there are.
Okay.
And again, let me get Bill to answer this question, some of the significant differences.
Okay, there's basically three types of dishes available, the most popular being a mesh antenna. The other types would be a spun aluminum or a formed fiberglass antenna. Typically, the fiberglass is used to support a mesh inside the material. So they're basically the same principle as the mesh antenna. Mesh is by far the most popular because of cost and weight and ease of use. All types of antennas do basically the same job in terms of collecting the signal and channeling it into the polarotor.
Okay. So the advantages of one over the other?
The mesh antenna tends to be a little bit more stable in the fact that it will allow the wind to pass through it and you won't get any shake in the antenna. It's also a little bit more efficient because it's lighter weight, therefore it doesn't tend to tear up in bad weather as bad.
Now I heard something about for KU band that you need either need a special type of a mesh or you need a solid dish?
Well, the mesh that's used for KU is a little bit tighter mesh than what's normally used for C. As of about a year and a half ago, almost all antennas made today are made with the C-KU mesh. The mesh needs to be a little bit tighter because the KU has a little bit smaller wavelength, so in order to receive it.
We've had quite a few guesses, but nobody has guessed the right number, so the question is still on the table. How many C-band satellites are up there delivering video to home dish owners? And our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. The hint is it's less than 50. So call in and take a guess, because everybody that's guessed so far has been incorrect. So keep on trying. Okay. Who are some of the brand name, or what would you say, is what would kind of dish would you recommend? I mean, if you, okay, you're going to have your own system set up at your house. I know you have one. What kind of dish would you have?
The two antennas that we use most frequently are the Unimesh and the WineGuard.
I have a WineGuard, I know that. Mm-hmm. So, and I've had it since about 1983, 84. It's a 10-foot one, and I guess that was when KU wasn't even too popular. So, yeah. But it works.
That's all that counts.
Now, the mesh is less obtrusive, isn't it? Or, I mean, it doesn't look as bad as a solid white dish.
Right. Well, the mesh is, we use the mesh for an aesthetic look, because you can see through it. And in some cases, we can paint the dish to blend in with the landscape or the color of the home itself. So that's one of the best uses of the mesh dish is because it does look better than a solid dish as far as in the home application.
Now, mine's black. Do they come in any other colors?
I believe they used to come in. Paraclips used to make a silver and a green dish, but I don't think they do that anymore. Normally, they come just in a black mesh, or do they come in another color, Bill?
Yes. Depending on the brand of dish, almost any color is available.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know that black would be more visible or less visible. In fact, Dan, do you have anything? I mean, there's all these sometimes pesky neighbors, and they say, ooh, you know, and there's zoning ordinances and all these other things, and maybe you can hide one. Do you have anything available? Is there anything made that you might have that would cause the dish to be less visible?
We run into certain home association requirements that the dish can't be seen from the street or visible by neighbors. So we just go to a smaller dish and put the dish as low to the ground as possible by going to a 7.5-foot dish.
So and what size would you recommend here in Phoenix? What size dish?
Well, normally we'd like to put in a 10-foot, unimesh for best possible reception.
Well, you guys have kept the phones ringing, but no one has gotten the answer right yet. What kind of guesses have we been getting? 3, 1, 4? Oh, come on. It's much more than that. Now,
let's give him a hint.
Now, wait a minute. First of all, let me say that there are two satellites that are available that are from Canada alone. There are two satellites that are available that are from Mexico alone. There are many satellites from the United States. The number is in excess of 15. Let's just say that, and it's less than 50. So come on, guys and gals, let's get some good guesses here. What kind of hint did you want to give?
Well, no, I was just going to mention we were talking about restrictions. There are some undercover dishes that are available. They look like an umbrella to a patio set, which we have found to be quite useful in some areas where they don't want a dish to be seen, so we can put like an umbrella over the top of it, and it doesn't cut down on reception at all. As far as a hint, let's say there are between 15 and 25.
Aha, that's even better. Okay. And we'll name them if if we have to. The phone it keeps lighting up, seriously, they're lighting up, but no one's gotten the answers yet. So we'll see what happens. Keep on calling, and let's get the answer. Did we get one? Nope, still not. All right. It's interesting. This is the most difficult. What?
Does she know?
Yeah, she has the answer.
Oh, okay.
She has the answer.
Just checking.
Okay, this is the most difficult question we've had yet. And now let me say we're taking this from Satellite TV Week, and we believe it to be accurate. In fact, there is one satellite that's not in Satellite TV Week that we've added. So we're pretty sure we're accurate on this, but, you know, someone may find a flaw.
Pretty sure.
And if someone finds a flaw in it, we will offer two T-shirts. So it's not like... Okay. Now all four lines are ringing. Okay. All right. So we have... You need an LNA and an I don't know if anybody's listening to the show or they're all calling in, but... Okay, we have an LNA and an LNB. Now, what are those? Because I've heard those letters before, and I don't have... I know exactly what they do, but I'm not sure the difference and what they really are. Bill?
The LNA is a low-noise amplifier, and it's typically used on the older systems where there was a separate down converter to convert the signal down to a frequency that the receiver would understand. The newer systems use what's called an LNB, which this is a combined low-noise amplifier and down converter all in one piece. The reliability is much better, and of course, the cost is lessened by the fact that it's built all in one part.
Okay, now I've heard degrees. What does that mean, the degree of the LNA or LNB?
Well, the degree is a measurement of the noise figure that's caused in the amplification process. And the higher the degree, the higher the amount of noise that is created by amplifying the signal. Therefore, on a system, the lower the noise temperature of the LNA or LNB, the better the quality of that LNA or LNB.
Okay, so the lower the number.
Right.
Okay, so what is a good number? You know, I don't even know what mine is. I know that when I had it before, I've gotten a new one. I guess you need a different one for K when you use KU and C band.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's right. So I went from a C band to a KU band, to both of them, and so they had to put a different
feed
in there.
Right.
And they said mine was too hot, so they went with a cooler one. I don't know. That's mm-hmm. how he described it.
Okay, on C band, the average L&B temperature that we're using today is about 45 to 50 degrees.
Oh, I think mine...
With a 10-foot dish.
Could it be possible that I had as high as a 90 degree?
Yes.
Yes.
That was an old one.
Okay, yeah, well... Yeah,
when we first started satellite sales, the average was 100, 110, 120 degree L&Bs. It's only over the last 3 or 4 years that, or maybe 5 years, that they started to come down in degrees to give you a better picture. With our 10-foot Unimesh that we install, like Bill said, it's an average of 45 or 50 degree, which would produce a real, real good picture on your television.
Okay, I think we have a winner, I think so here. Yvette?
Yes.
Hi, this is Len. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Thanks.
What is the answer to how many satellites we have?
21.
Now, how did you know that answer?
I guess.
Oh, was it your first guess, or did you call a couple times?
I called.
Congratulations, Yvette.
Thank you.
Do you have a satellite system?
No, but my dad does.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say you didn't win a satellite system, in case that's what you thought. But you did win a KFNN T-shirt. Now, come on. We have never given away a KFNN T-shirt before, and this is it's green. I'm not wearing mine today, but it's really kind of neat. And I mean, it's just a T-shirt, but it's 100% cotton T-shirt. And so yeah. So and we have them in large, extra large, and double extra large.
Extra large.
Extra large. Okay. I will have your name sitting here at the station. We're located at 4800 North Central, and anytime from tomorrow on, you can come down and pick it up.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio More.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Dottie, welcome to Ham Radio More. How you doing?
Yeah, fine. I like the program, by the way. This is K7ESA. On the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club, our Southwestern Convention, by the way. Lorraine will be there from Gordon West School, and she will be teaching classes on a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and whoever's they will get their ham license, and it's a crash course, and they'll get their ham license on Sunday. The cost is $90, but that's all all the text and so forth. And you're supposed to, I don't have the address right now. I got the SARC Desert Airways in front of me, and I can't find it. Anyhow, anybody interested in going ahead and going to class on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, contact you. I'll get it to you, or they can contact me, and I'll give them Lorraine's address.
Well, you can give your number if you'd like, Daddy.
944-8357.
944-8357.
Yeah. And I've got a young man I'm taking to class on Wednesday night, DeBry.
Yes.
For his ham ticket. He has the Blind Enterprise cafeteria down at Durango. So if there's anybody interested that is handicapped, if they'll contact me, I'll get them an Elmer or do it myself. And we'll see that they get their ham license. Right now I'm having a raffle on a Yaesu FT-470 to build up my funds again to provide equipment. And my number is 944-8357. I'll be happy to help anybody I can.
Okay, Dottie. Well, you're always helpful. From what I hear, you're mishelpful in the ham community, and we appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I enjoy it.
I know you do. I know you do.
Okay, Lynn, and it's a good program. The first time I've been able to catch it.
Oh, okay, Daddy. I know you've known about it, shame on you for not listening before.
Yeah, I hide my head.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You take care.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I want to pass along one piece of information. I've had an individual, Mark Ellen, E-H-L-E-N, K-E-0-V-N, from North Dakota, and he's interested in 220 megahertz duplexers. If anybody can help him out, I have his phone number of 701-235-3840, 701-235-3840. He's looking for 220 megahertz duplexers. I also have his address, and I also have a packet address, and if anybody does have any, you can contact me or you can give him a call, and he'd appreciate it very much. Let me take a minute, let me take a minute to make something that is so simple very clear. When you need a new vehicle, any model, any make, and you want it at the lowest price that it can be had at, call Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, the fleet manager of Linda Brock Auto Mall. 228-2336. That's 228-2336 for the lowest prices on all, and I do mean all, new vehicles. 228-2336 is also the number to call for the best selection at the lowest prices of pre-owned vehicles. Ken carefully selects only quality pre-owned vehicles to have available, so you're assured of not only the best prices, and you should know by now that he absolutely has the best prices on automobiles, but also dependability. You need to keep in mind that Ken Nichols has customers all over the country. You know, whenever I go to Ken's office, and I go there once every couple of weeks, he always seems to have calls from all over the country from people wanting Ken to get them the vehicle of their choice. I know I was there once, and a person called from Michigan, and they were going to go to Seattle, pick up a car, and drive it back to Michigan because the deal was so right. They call Ken from all over because of his no hassle, no pressure, no fooling around, lowest prices first approach. When you go into Ken's office, you'll see plenty of thank you cards and letters saying how much they appreciate the excellent service that they received from Ken Nichols. The simple fact is, for the best prices bar none, the best service bar none, do what other hams and people all over do, call Ken Nichols at 228-2336. Again, 228-2336, and get the vehicle you want at a price you want to pay. Nobody will put you into a new vehicle for less money. Ken Nichols, 228-2336. Fleet prices direct to you. Remember to mention Ham Radio and More for your free Linda Brock cap. Call Ken Nichols today, 228-2336. Okay, again, our number, 241-1510. 241-1510. Get some calls on questions about programming, etc., of satellite television. Okay, what are some of the advantages of satellite television over cable? I know I used to have cable, and here's a simple, obvious one. I used to have cable, and every time it seemed to rain or the wind blew over 5 miles an hour, it seemed that my cable went out. What do you say?
Well, there's the advantages over cable by viewing satellite are numerous. Of course, one, like you said, is dependability. The second one is there is an alternative to a cable bill that you get each month, and the cable bill seems to be on the rise. Every time you turn around, you see they put another dollar here, another dollar there. Once the initial cost of the equipment has been expended, you can then start with programming because some of the stations are scrambled. But on a basic type, programming with satellite would run you about $7.50 as compared to cable, which is about $20. So you can see right there you're going to save yourself almost $14 a month. If you put a pencil to it, it's close to $150, $160 a month that you can save. There are many, many more different stations to choose from, not only from what we have locally here, but there are stations on the East Coast. You can pick up ABC, CBS, and NBC East and West Coast feeds. They got stations out of Chicago, Ohio, Boston, Atlanta, Pittsburgh. I mean, if you've got a favorite team that you'd like to follow on the East Coast, this is the opportunity to be able to do that.
Some of the other advantages, I think, is the fact that if you subscribe to HBO, you get two HBO feeds, like you said,
right.
West and East, and you can basically watch something that's supposedly on at 11 o'clock at night, you can watch it at 8 o'clock at night, which, you know, usually they put some of the good stuff on at 11. And you can watch it at prime time, so staying up to
you
midnight.
You keep leaning towards those good stuff, don't
well,
you?
Well, you know, you got to have some interest in life, you know. It can't just be on ham radio all the time. But anyway.
I tell you what I'd like to do to throw out to your listening audience right now. Our basic system, which is the EchoStar 410, again, that's our starting system, normally retails for $17.99, and we have a $400 installation on top of that. For all the listeners who will call in today or from today through the rest of the week, we will waive the $400 installation and have $17.99 completely installed if you mention this show. Something I want to, you know, offer to your listeners.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know I saw your ad in today's paper in the TV guide of the Arizona Republic, and I know it said, I think, 50 off on installation,
right.
Which was $200.
Right.
So basically you're giving the listeners another $200 away just
right.
for mentioning ham radio and more.
That's if they mention this radio station when they call in.
Could they have it? Can they have their system set up for next Sunday's football game?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, we expect you to watch the football game while you're listening to the show. But I mean, how long does it take? Sincerely,
normally, Bill and the crew can put up a satellite dish in one day. If we get into a commercial aspect, it might take a day, two, three, depending on what has to be done. But normally, we're in and out in one day.
And when you do a site survey, which is free, correct?
Right.
What are you doing basically? Because I don't want to put a fly or a monkey wrench in here, but isn't there some places where microwaves or something could cause a problem, and is that part of the site survey, so you're making sure that when they buy it, they're going to get good picture quality and stuff?
Right. In most cases where there's a microwave interference, we call that TI, with the equipment we have today, they come with a built-in VNR button, which is a video noise reduction. Also can be installed, if we know that it's a high TI area, is a built-in TI filter. So we do go out on the job, and what we're mainly looking for when I go out to do a site survey is obstructions of trees or buildings, because the microwave signal coming from the satellites is very, very minute. It can't pass through a lot, so we have to make sure that the person who is going to purchase a satellite system can get a clear and distinct picture. We don't want to put a satellite dish in anybody's backyard unless they are going to get full capabilities of all the satellites that are out there. If we tell a potential customer that there is going to be a problem and they may lose one or two satellites, we'd like to be up front with them to let them know that this is a possibility. And that way we want to stay honest with our customers.
Okay, now if they came in and they want to buy an EchoStar 410, now that does not have KU band, is that correct? Or is that does it have? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, the receiver is KU compatible.
Okay.
It just doesn't have the KU L and B. What we do is you have a feed that has a single polar rotor and one L and B. In order to get KU, we have to go to a tracker twin, which will hold both the KU L and B and the C-band L and B. Oh, by the way, if I may, the people we deal with at Ecosphere are very, very helpful to all the dealers here in the Valley area. In fact, they are very large across the country. And the reason we have selected Ecosphere as our people that we deal with in the EchoStar equipment is because they are local here, and if something should go wrong with the equipment, the downtime on it is minimal as compared to some of the equipment that we may have to pack up and ship out to another state. A person who has a satellite system could be weeks without their equipment, whereas being local here, we can be within days. So the guys out there at Ecosphere are doing a great job to the satellite dealers, and they're supposed to be listening. So if you guys are out there listening, hi.
Well, I know I've had mine for about 6-7 years now, and I only had one problem with it, and that was rectified rather rapidly and have had no problems since. So I certainly would recommend EchoStar or Ecosphere without any question. Okay, now let's talk about you can go and buy it at 410 for $17.99. Now, what if somebody, you know, has no cash? Can they buy it? Can they still get this up? I mean, you know, what do they have to do?
We have 100% financing available. We use EAC, which is Echo Acceptance. We use them exclusively for our financing. So if they do want to finance it, they can. At $17.99 with that being an installed price plus tax, your monthly payment would be $40, which is about what the normal cable bill is.
So they would own their own system, plus would they get programming?
Yeah, we give them, we don't give them, but Programming Plus gives them 6 months' worth of basic program, which includes WGN, WTBS, USA, mm-hmm. Discovery, the basic type package.
Right. Okay.
With the advent of a MOM board placed into the VideoCipher 2 Plus, they can receive some coupons up to, I believe it's $97 worth of free TVN, Viewer's Choice 1 and 2 cable videos.
You're getting ahead of me.
Oh, I am?
We didn't get there yet.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to back up.
let's get to that. Since you brought it up, let's get to that. What's available now is a pay-per-view on satellite, and instead of going to your local video store and spending a couple bucks to rent a video cassette and spending the time of driving there, et cetera, and coming back and then having to return it, you can watch it in the privacy of your home, or your own home, on pay-per-view.
Right.
Conceivably, you can tape it a lot easier over the satellite on your VCR. And I saw it for $2.99 that they are starting to lowered the price. It was $3.99, and I think it's TVN.
It's TVN.
Okay, so now what do you need to get TVN, which is a pay-per-view type deal? I know they have the whole Telstar 3 satellite.
Well, the first thing you need, of course, is a satellite system.
I know where to go to get one.
I hope it's Dan's.
It is.
The second thing you would need installed with your equipment would be a VideoCipher 2 Plus. You don't necessarily need the MOM board in the equipment to receive viewer's choice movies or pay-per-view movies, but it makes it a lot easier because we do hook up a telephone line to the MOM board, and you can make your selection via your remote control, and then you're billed monthly. Another drawback that I have found in years gone by as going to the video store is you get there hoping that the movie you want to watch is actually there. There may be a waiting list, and let's face it, we've all run into that problem. Then you get home, and you put the movie in, and then for some unknown reason, a problem occurs, and you can't watch it or whatever. And then you got to get it back before the time's up, or you get charged again.
Or you get it, and it's wound wrong. and not only that, but you get some of these movies, and I mean, if anybody owns a video store out there, I mean, please don't take this personally. but sometimes you get these cassettes, and they've been used about 6 billion times. They're filthy dirty, and they ruin your VCR. I mean, they can actually do that. I've heard that, you know, it clogs your heads on your VCR.
Well, like we said, we don't want to, you know, do anything with the video stores. They do a great job for a lot of different applications, and it's not that they're going to go out of business.
No, I mean, they're
not. There's going to be a lot of people who live in certain areas that can't get satellite put in their home, or they may be in an apartment complex type situation. So, but as compared to what you can view, these, and by the way, folks, these are first-run movies that are being televised, movies that haven't even got to the video store in most cases, and that you can select, Len said, from the comfort of your own home. And I don't know. I like kicking off my shoes and knowing that a movie's going to come on at a certain time and be able to view that movie without going to the theater.
Well, something that I haven't mentioned, which is another certainly advantage about satellite television, is the clarity. I mean, there is no question that you get a much better, at least I feel, that you get a much better picture on satellite than you do on cable, because on cable, basically they're picking up the same thing,
right,
the satellite, and then they're retransmitting it.
Right. Well, a great deal of our reception is dependent on, of course, the equipment that we buy and the installer or the technician that puts it in. And with Bill, who does our installations, we don't have any problems. I'm not saying that we completely don't have any problems, but for the most part, his technical knowledge of how to install a satellite system is, I don't think he can be surpassed.
If you're into sports, they've got something you can buy for programming SSN, Satellite Sports Network. There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different channels that come with satellite sports networks, which you can watch anything from Northeast, from Boston, from Madison Square Garden. I mean, if you're into sports, the sky is the limit. And I'm looking in this, and I'm trying to find, and I cannot find, what is on TVN, the lineup, but I know that they have all the new movies right on there.
Well, the TVN doesn't have a lineup. Right now, they have a promo.
They have it. I've seen it.
In the guide?
Sure. Yeah, they did.
They'll probably be on pay-per-views.
Oh, you know, that's where it is. Okay.
It's at the front of the book.
Right. Turning here. Okay. Movies, let's see. Awakenings. Awakenings. Okay, that's a movie that's on pay-per-view.
Right.
Edward Scissorhand.
Right.
These are movies that are just, you know, basically new in the video stores. The Howling Part 6, okay.
You know what was amazing, Lenny? It was on
King Ralph.
King Ralph? Okay. That's with...
What's his name? John Goodman.
Right. There was a movie that was very popular. In fact, I can't think of the woman's name that won Best Actress, but I think the name of the movie was Misery. Misery was offered on TVN before it even left the big screen. In other words, you could still go out and see it, but it was being offered on TVN at the same time to show you how up-to-date these movies really are.
Well, here, Misery with James Caan, Kathy Bates, it's on every day here, Sunday through Friday on TVN and also Saturday. They've got The Russian House. Anyway, the whole point of it is there are tons and tons of movies that you can watch on pay-per-view. And for $2.99, I mean, you don't have to leave the house. Let me do my last spot of the hour here. For you, Rick Wilson, Bally Magic is now available exclusively at Wallpaper World. Bally produces blinds that have design improvements that are patented because they are so good. On Bally's Ultra Aluminum Mini Blind, there is no wand. The rising and tilting is done all in one handy unit. The cord never gets longer or shorter, so cords cannot get tangled up. With Bally, new pleat shades, you get a consistently sharp pleat that will never flatten out. I mean, it's guaranteed forever. All, and I mean all other brand pleats, will in time flatten out. Bally's vertical blinds are super also, with hundreds and hundreds of different fabrics and colors to choose from, and all Bally items are priced right at Wallpaper World. So are M&B products and Duets and wood blinds, but Bally also. You can buy a custom-made Bally 1-inch mini blind for as little as $9.95. And better yet, mention Ham Radio and More to receive an extra 10% off all Wallpaper World's lowest discount prices. No place else can you get the 10% discount except here at Ham Radio and More. So whether you need wallpaper, fabric, drapery, or any other custom window covering, and now for Kerry McFall's line of Bally brand, Wallpaper World is the place to go. Wallpaper World, 6 locations in the Valley to serve you. They've been in the Valley since 1977, so it's a company you can trust. Wallpaper World, 272-4788. That's 272-4788. And experience Bally, brand new to Wallpaper World, brand new this week to Wallpaper World. 272-4788 for the location nearest you. Okay, we have John, NJ7E from Paradise Valley, on the line. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Hi, Lynn. I've got a couple of questions I'd like to ask your guest. Let me just ask both of them, then I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, John.
The first question is, I have a VideoCypher 2, and I was told that I had to replace the module with a 2+, and I wondered what's going on there. And the second question is, I have heard on the computer bulletin boards that there's yet another unscrambler coming down the road and that we'll have to replace all our video ciphers with that. Can you address that?
I heard RS or something.
Oh, I can take care of the first one. I'll let Bill handle the second one.
Okay, I'll go ahead and hang up.
Okay.
Okay, John, thanks for calling.
That was a good question, John. There are some programmers, and if you'd like to give us a call at our office, we can assist you with that, that will take your old video cipher 2 and replace it with a video cipher 2 plus at no cost. The only thing is they do request that you do order some programming from them. And if you'd give me a call at 233-1515, we can discuss it, and I can help you along that line. The other part of your question, I'm going to let Bill handle that one.
Okay, John. Let me make one more comment in terms of updating your current Video Cipher 2 to the Video Cipher 2 Plus. The reason that the updates are being made is that as more and more programmers go to utilizing the Video Cipher 2 scrambling techniques, there's currently a limited amount of what is noted as tier bit levels that they transmit the authorization codes. And as we add more programmers using this technology, we need to add more tier bit levels so that they can authorize the consumers to use their scrambling device. The Video Cipher 2 Plus has been designed with that larger number of tier bit levels. And although currently the higher tier bits are not in use, we should see those being put into use within the next 12 to 14 months.
Yeah, I was reading somewhere Video Cipher 2, and then there was two letters, RS or something, as some future programming. I don't know. That was going to be a special kind of I think it's in this week's thing here.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that scares me. All these, I mean, not scares me, but all these different. It was said that they were going to do it free. They were going to change it out
any
free.
Any upgrade is going to be done on a Video Cipher 2 to a Video Cipher 2 Plus, or if it's going to be Video Cipher 2 Plus 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 or RS, whatever you're referring to. Most of those changes are going to be done at the expenditure of the manufacturer and not at the home user.
Video 2 Plus CSPP modules as opposed to VC 2 Plus RS modules. The RS stands for Renewable Security, which refers to the changeable smart card.
Yeah, they're going to have a smart card that's going to be available. That's still down the road. Again, any changes that would be made are going to be an easy turnaround. Now, we're not trying to make it difficult for the already satellite owner out there, but it's going to be an easy turnaround.
I believe GI was supposedly, General Instruments supposedly agreed to this even.
Yes.
Okay, we have another.
Well, again, there are some programmers, again, that will make that changeover for the individual. If you go to a Video Cipher 2 Plus, you're going to want to order some type of programming anyway. So if you can get it from a company that's going to offer you a free exchange from a Video Cipher 2 to a 2 Plus and get some programming thrown in on top of it, it's probably a wise move.
Okay, let's get Chris, WB6QNF, on the phone. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon, Chris.
John just answered or asked the question that I had. I did want to stay on the line, however, and say that I was in Dan's shop 2 weeks ago, and I had picked up a system.
What was your name?
At a yard sale.
What was your name?
Chris.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
And I'll be honest with you, the gentleman, this is one of those unrequested testimonials. Since I put it up in my backyard on my own time, he gave me all the help and information that I needed to do to get the dish pointed in the right direction and get to track the satellite belt correctly. And since John asked my question about the video cipher, we'll just let the question go. And I just wanted to thank Dan again for the help that he gave me, because I put the sucker up over the week, and we're not having any trouble. We were able to track the entire satellite belt.
Dan's sitting here saying he wishes you had some trouble. No.
Chris, I thank you very much for those kind words. And, again, anybody that that buys the system, whether they purchase from me or somewhere else, if you do need any assistance on putting up your equipment, don't hesitate to come by or call. Of course, we would like to help by coming out to your home and actually doing the work for you, but if there's anything we can do to assist you, don't hesitate to call. Again, Chris, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, guys, and we'll talk to you all later.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I like that. That makes me feel good.
I don't know this guy, so
I remember him coming in, and it was he had just purchased the system, and it was nice of him to call.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Well, we have about 4.5 minutes left in the show, and I'd like to take this opportunity to make a few points that I think are important about satellite television. With the EchoStar, they also have the ability to have Dolby surround sound. Is that correct or not correct?
If the program is broadcast in Dolby surround, the EchoStar units will pass the signal through. But in order to actually receive the surround sound, some type of surround sound processor would have to be hooked to it.
Yeah, well, I have a Yamaha Sensoround sound, or whatever it is, surround sound thing, and it works great. I mean,
well, EchoSphere does have a surround sound system. They have different types. Again, the application would be which system they'd want to choose, and they're differently priced also.
And I also want to make a comment again about we'll talk about EchoStar again, because I do know their line better than anybody else's also, is that today when you're going to get into satellite television, you're going to have an IRD, which is what, an integrated receiver descrambler?
Right.
And so it's all in one unit.
Right.
And so it's a small little, I mean, what is it? It's
it's about the size of a VCR.
Okay, and that fits right on your television or wherever you want. So.
Right, wherever you'd like to have it.
Okay. Well, Dan's satellite system is located at
51st Avenue in Bethany Home, where Grand crosses, on the northeast corner behind Grease and Go. Actual address is 5070 West Bethany, 233-1515.
And the special you're running now, if they buy a 710, they get free installation also.
Any of the EchoStar equipment, the 410, the 510, or the 710, they'll get free installation.
You really can't beat this deal. Again, you know, he's got this ad running in the Arizona Republic, and he's only giving 50% off, and here it's free. I mean, that's $200 out of his pocket. I would hope that somebody out there needs a system, gives Dan a call, and
if they don't need a system, if you know a friend who needs a system or is looking for a system, send them my way.
Yes.
We'll help them.
Use our sponsors. We really appreciate it. I want to remind everybody that next week we'll have Bernie Sasak from the ARRL on, and I want to thank Dan Hoyas for being here, and Bill.
Thank you, Lenny.
And I want to thank Dan Hoyas for being Dan Satellite Systems for being a sponsor, along with Wallpaper World, Antennas West, and Ken Nichols of Linda Brock. And make sure that everybody tunes in next week again and listens to Bernie Sasak. This is Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, and we're going to be clear till next week. Thanks for listening. Send in your postcards and QSL cards, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, 85012.